What it do, and welcome to It's the Melanin for Me, a podcast about everything black and in between from the perspectives of a few goofy black peeps dealing with the horrible reality of adulthood. Yes, yes. My name is Jay. I go by she, they pronouns.
I'm Jamie. I go by any pronoun.
I'm Tara. I go by she, her pronouns.
And I'm Seth. I go by she, her pronouns.
And that is the show. And that is, yeah, these are the niggas.
Today, we're going to be talking about some unpopular opinions that we have. Just about, like, I don't know, random stuff. Just, I don't know, I guess I wanted to be problematic this week. you know, maybe we'll argue and stuff. I don't know, the Tara feels like arguing today. We'll see. But
kind of provoke.
So yeah, to get, you know, okay, first topic we're gonna start with, it was a category, so we'll do that first. Unpopular opinions. So I'll go food.
Pineapple on pizza is good.
Oh,
no. What I said. Oh my gosh. Thank you, Jay. You're enlightened.
I disagree.
No.
So, is it like a texture thing for y'all, or like taste? Or y'all just never tried it?
And y'all just haters?
It's taste for me. Like, I just feel like fruit. I don't know. I feel like fruit is meant to be cold. And it being warm on my pizza just, ugh.
So if I put cold pieces of pineapple on your pizza, how would you feel?
I will feel very upset. Because now my pizza cold.
No, the pizza could be hot.
No.
For me, it's also a taste thing, because I don't think I like pineapple really. Also, I just don't like the fact that there's something like a sweet fruit on my pizza. Like, I don't know, if I'm eating pizza, I'm not eating it till it tastes sweet, you know. I don't know, that's just me.
I don't know why I like it so much, because honestly, I don't rock with pineapple like that either. Like, I feel like by itself, it's kind of mid-city. But on top of the pizza, it, like, adds. You know, it is good by itself, but, like, after a certain time, you know, when it starts fighting back, that's when it's unenjoyable.
Mm-hmm. Not fighting back.
You calling pineapple mid-city?
I feel like if it's like cooked in the pizza, like, it kills the eating properties. It's like not gonna fight you. Mm-mm. You ain't never noticed that?
You want your food to fight you?
No, I don't. That's exactly why I'm saying it's good on pizza.
Interesting take, but.
Because. You don't get that tingly feeling from eating pineapple when you have pineapple on pizza.
Tingling feeling. Mm. Allergic to
I get them? What
you ever like you when you have like when you eat raw pineapple, like after a while it starts fighting back, but you don't get that when you're eating pineapple on pizza.
I get what you mean. I feel that.
Mm-hmm.
Cuz
weird. I don't like
that. I will say I do like eating pineapples by itself. I don't know, that's just top 3 fruit to me, but I will say I do like it on pizza because it's not as like acidic.
Yeah, violent.
And it matches with, not matches, but it contrasts with like the pizza sauce, because the pizza sauce be too much for me sometimes. And with the pineapple, I'm just like, okay, I have a balance.
Okay, my question for you is like, where do you eat it? Like, what's your preferred place to get pineapple pizza?
I like making it, because the first time I had it, I made it. But I will Domino's girly. I'm not a Domino's girly anymore, because they support Israel. But
That's exactly how it was for me. I'm kind of heartbroken, but I started making my own too.
Yeah. Or Pizza Hut. I haven't had Pizza Hut in a minute, but
Pizza Hut's good. I like a Pizza Hut. Mm-hmm. But no, yeah, I like pineapple. I mean, pineapple. Whoa. Ooh.
You like penis?
I like pineapple. But, you know, yeah, after that certain point, it's just like meh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What else? What else food opinions y'all got?
Trying to think.
I think that more restaurants, fast food restaurants, need to add barbecue sauce as a condiment on burgers.
On burgers?
Yes.
I mean, at least make it an option. I don't see why people don't do that. Because, like, whenever they have, like, deli sandwiches, they got all these condiments, like, aiolis and whatnot.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. They just put ketchup mustard. Where the barbecue sauce? Right.
Man, right. What is
the sour sauce? We don't have barbecue sauce.
You spitting on that one. You kind of speaking to me.
Mm-hmm.
What's crazy, I don't like barbecue sauce, like, with my nuggets, but I will eat it on a burger. And if it had onion rings on it too, put that on there too.
I've had that before. That is good. Right. I used to work at a restaurant that served that exact thing, like a barbecue sauce burger with onion rings.
Mm-hmm. They call it like a rodeo burger or something like that.
I don't know. They called it something Texas here or some. I don't know. I can't remember now. Kind of a flop place now.
Excuse me.
Oh, I got one.
Okay, go.
Okay.
Chocolate ice cream sucks. I'm sorry. It's not good. I don't care how rich it is. I don't care how creamy it is. I can't do it. I can't do it. I have to speak my truth.
No, I don't know. I really don't think.
No, yeah. I kind of agree.
I think chocolate ice cream stopped being, like, a fave when I was old enough to actually have preferences about sweet things and not just want something because it's sweet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because, feel me?
Yeah, I used to have it a lot when I was younger, too. So, I don't know, not a lot, but, like, I tried it a few times when I was younger. I didn't mind it. But now I'm just, like.
Yeah, just because it was ice cream.
No, yeah. It's really thick, and I kind of just prefer a good old vanilla.
Yeah, same.
Or some, like, chocolate accents.
Man, I think strawberry ice cream is terrible. I hate it. Wow. I hate everything about it. I don't like the flavor. I don't like the little strawberry bits in it. I hate it.
Best part!
I hate it.
That's wild.
I hate it.
For me to eat chocolate and strawberry ice cream, it has to be in the Neapolitan form. But I do get swirl cones. I like those as well. But other than that, like, I don't really.
But do you like it because it's just all three mixed together, like, kind of, like, together, so you don't really taste them separately?
Or I think they taste good when they're combined.
Okay, yes, that's okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's where I mostly ate chocolate ice cream too, Neapolitan.
If I got like Neapolitan, if my mom got Neapolitan ice cream and there's strawberry ice cream in the middle, I would not touch it. Because I'm not risking no strawberry ice cream in my bowl.
Y'all making me crave Neapolitan now.
I'm screaming.
It's good. Yeah. What?
I said you gotta taste for it.
I used to be like, get one with just chocolate and vanilla. Or at least the one with the strawberry on the side.
Oh, not in the middle.
You just got preferences for what side the strawberry is on.
No, you gotta check the ice cream pink.
Literally, if the strawberry ice cream is in the middle, it makes it hard to get the ice cream without having strawberry in it. And I used to hate it. And I think also one thing about it is, like, I don't know. I think my taste buds are very sensitive, or, like, I don't know. But, like, if there's even a little bit of strawberry in it, I taste it. And it's, like, ew. Or, like, I have the same issue with, like, if there's, like, onion in my burger that's, like, really chopped, really small, I will always taste the onion, and I just, or, like, the pickle that was on it and I had to take off, like, it always, like, ugh. And it's just, like, disgust.
I don't understand how people eat raw onion. Not raw, but, like,
just, like, not grilled onions.
Bruh, like,
I can and I will.
Oh, my God. Ew. Oh, my God. No.
You
are scare me.
I like onions. I really do. Ew. I like them on my sandwiches. I like them on my burgers.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm nom nom.
I can only eat it fried or sauteed. That's it. Like, no. Sauteed on a burger.
They're all right if they're sauteed. I don't mind them.
That's the best.
Girl.
I like red onions.
Honey.
Ew, you eat it in your salad?
Ooh, yes, especially my salad.
No. That's a... I don't even know if that's an unpopular opinion, because I feel like a lot more people like onions than I do, than the people who dislike them.
Yeah, I feel you.
I don't know. I'm kind of outnumbered here.
I mean, yeah.
If you had to,
like, what?
One in three people like onions. One in four.
Wow. Wow.
Oh my gosh. What's another food? Unpopular opinion. Okay, Steve.
I was playing Minecraft earlier.
What was I gonna say? I don't know. What's a popular food that everybody seems to like that I hate? I don't know.
I'm not a picky person when it comes to food, low-key, so I need the picky people to speak up.
I'm not picky.
I'm so picky. Jatera's like, I feel like she a good, like,
Picky Mickey, 70, we miss you.
70%. 70% not picky, and then the rest picky.
I like olives on my pizza now.
Oh, baby.
Actually, I like olives.
I don't like it.
That's not.
Mm-mm. The black ones?
Mm-mm.
Oh, honey.
They're so good.
Anyways.
I feel like the starting taste of olives I like, but then when it starts to get to the end,
As you chew into the olive, bro, nah.
No.
Nah, bro. It's like I'm chewing fermented vinegar.
Ew.
Oh,
well, yeah, with erasure texture.
That is not what it tastes like.
That's what it tastes like to me.
Texture.
Ew.
It feels like I don't know. I'm exposing myself, low key.
Yeah, nigga, water
from
erasers and shit.
I mean, I used to be chewing on my.
That's so crazy, because I was literally just about to say, like, remember when people used to just be biting on a pencil, like, ew.
Yeah, that was me.
I used to hate finding a pencil and the eraser was bit off, like, you animal.
I would never do it to somebody else's, but if it was my pencil and I'm not using it, I'm biting that metal.
Bro.
It's just like,
that used to be like, oh my gosh, the biggest, like, ache that I had growing up, like, even when I was, like, little, and I asked somebody to borrow a pencil, and it was bit up. I would be so disgusted the entire
time. I would not take it. I'd be like, this is what you're trying to offer me?
Dog, I would. Exactly. It's like, I literally would not be able to focus because I'm too worried about this pencil that was
just, nah, bro.
In somebody's mouth.
I would cover the pencil in hand sanitizer.
That's what I did. It was just, I was so disgusted. That's just such a funny memory that just unlocked for me.
That's so funny.
That's crazy how we got here. Now, my unpopular opinion that pencils are not food.
And they're good to chew on.
No.
They're not food, but they're good to chew on.
Stop.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know. Where y'all wanted them kids? All right, let me stop.
No, go back. Keep your mind.
Where y'all wanted those kids that, like, pour glue on your hand and picked it off? I wasn't, yes. But I know some girls who did. So you
were one of those. I would literally, like, spread it apart, let it dry, and then peel it.
Yes. I would, yes. Mm-hmm. That was like.
It would be cool because you could see the skin pattern on the glue.
Yes. That, it was just so fun. I think it also, like, fueled my skin picking habits that I have. Or maybe.
You should glue some more.
Huh?
Maybe you should bring it back.
That's so true. And then maybe I just wouldn't peel my skin off and bleed. That's a great idea, actually. I'm going to invest a bottle of glue.
Elmer's.
Yup.
Classic.
Just keep it in my pocket. I keep that thing on me. Anyways.
Oh.
Could
you imagine this random person next to you in public pulling out some glue just to spread on their hands?
I'd be like, they doing their business.
Yeah. I'm going to do that shit. I'm going to do it low-key, too. I'm gonna pull it out like it.
Be like, don't worry, this is my hand sanitizer.
It's just lotion.
That's look like you're rolling up.
That's kind of crazy. Okay. Does anyone else have any more unpopular opinions on foods, or should we move on since we're clearly talking about other things?
Let me think.
My unpopular opinion is that I'm the juiciest snack you'll ever. I'm sorry.
All right. Shrimp is not all that.
Whoa! Shrimp is right here.
Whoa, I seem to trigger y'all.
Oh, yeah. That's like anti-black, actually.
Shrimp is what?
Shrimp is not all that.
No. You know, Sav, I kind of agree, but the only reason why I agree is that sometimes I get grossed out by shrimp.
That is real. Y'all be eating the poop.
Shut up. No.
See, you don't even want to hear it.
Like, that is the only reason why I would agree with you is because I get grossed out sometimes.
You can nigga, clean out.
You could get poop with any fucking bruh.
And if
you
we're
know
being
the
honest,
fast food restaurants ain't all the way clean. We've been going to
okay, the difference though is that I can see the crab and see if there's not or see the fish and see if there's not poop on it. With shrimp, you can see it. It's right there, little tiny black specks.
If you think about it this way, like, that shrimp has only eaten what? Like, shit that's in the bottom of the sea. Like,
exactly.
That doesn't help me. And then y'all be like, they're the cockroaches of the sea. Like, why the fuck would you say that while I'm eating?
I just feel like, I mean, what? Like, I don't know. Like,
I just think, listen, I'll
try bugs. Like, I would try and eat bugs. So, like, I've had crickets before. They taste like sunflower seeds. What'd you say?
I said I've had crickets before. They taste like sunflower seeds.
You what?
Then I don't want to try them. I don't like sunflower seeds.
But I only really said that about shrimp because of flavor wise, like not even just like taste wise. They just don't taste like that.
All you gotta do is season it.
Listen,
and it tastes like the seasoning.
I've had shrimp every which way, it still don't hit.
Sure you have.
Oh, I have.
I love me some fried shrimp. Oh. I'm gonna start convulsing.
Man.
Oh, here y'all go.
Yeah, some jumbo shrimp that at Hoppy's.
Mm.
Ooh, definitely.
I mean, my aneurysm may also come because I'm allergic, but at the same time, that don't matter. To be honest, I didn't realize that I was allergic until recently. Never knew you was allergic to
shrimp. Me either.
I didn't know I was until recently.
Damn. Well, then if that's the case, then peanut butter fucking sucks. It's gross. It's disgusting. It's dang.
Yeah. Say yo, peanut.
Peanut butter is yummy.
Dang.
I like peanut butter.
Stinky. All y'all peanut butter likers. Stinky. Ew. Gross. Ugh.
You're just mad because you're
wish.
I'm not mad because I'm allergic. I'm glad that I'm allergic because that stuff is nasty.
Sure.
Ugh. It's gross.
It's so good.
It's so gross and it's stinky.
That's why you can't eat Five Guys. So
I don't care.
My God.
Five Guys. First of all, I've had Five Guys. Not great. Anywho, next.
Try again, boo boo.
Yeah, peanut butter is gross. Not the quack sound. Quack.
Yeah, I was looking at the sound. Quack. I should add some more noises in there.
You should add the womp, womp, womp. I need that sound. Womp, womp. Also, okay. Peanut butter sucks. And yeah. Also, bananas. I hate bananas.
Oh yeah, no. It's
bananas are good.
I love banana, especially cold banana.
No, because I remember I saw you one time like you deep throat that shit in front of me. I was like, just there.
It was serious for her.
You did really bad. Whoa, I don't recall this. Did I really deep throat it or
like you was eating a banana and you just went really far and I was like, golly.
That's how the flavor kicks in.
I think you're lying.
I'm not lying.
That's how the flavor kicks in.
I would never eat my banana like that though. Mm.
Maybe it was just a lot to me because I don't eat banana.
Maybe, but cold banana so good. Banana splits? Oh. Yes.
Absolutely.
All right. Okay. I think we're good to move on from food. Now, let's get into the nitty. Let's get to the nitty gritty. Okay.
Okay.
That wasn't nitty gritty.
It was getting there.
It was light.
It could get a little bit more grittier. Okay.
Oh Lord.
Let's do relationship tropes. What are your least favorite and favorite relationship tropes?
I thought it was unpopular opinion.
I mean, it is, but you could like a relationship trope that is just that everybody hates. You know? Let's see. Okay, this is I wouldn't say it's problematic, but you know those relationship tropes that are I don't think I like these anymore, but okay, let me just get to the point. Those enemies to lovers kind of thing, I think I'm thinking about fanfics that I've read. Typically, but I don't know, those kind of used to hate a little bit to me personally. I used to be a good little enemies to lovers fic.
I agree.
Hmm.
I will read it to this day. But as long as it's not crossing a line, I have a line,
it
was call this nigga a slur or something. I don't know, man. I can't read that. Or if it was a bully and then their victim, I'm just girl, don't nobody want to see that shit.
Stand up.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I really hate love triangles.
Oh, real.
Like real.
Like real bad.
Real bad.
Like,
I might still watch it, but like,
I feel like the reason why I don't like him is it's like, I feel like we've been here, done that.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, for me, it's just that, like, I don't know. I either never feel, I'm never along with the love triangle. I just be like, obviously pick him. Be fucking for real.
No, yeah, like, the love triangles are never truly triangles. It'd be like the obvious option, and then like the little crush, you know?
Gutter trash.
I just feel like nowadays they never make it, oh my God, I don't know who I actually want her to be with. Like, it's never. Yeah. It's always. Yeah. You know, if you're going to write a love triangle, make it where like I can't choose either.
Yeah. I think that's what people are really missing about when they write love triangle stuff. Like, that makes sense.
I'm sure there's a video essay out there like, what happened to the second lead syndrome character?
Literally.
No, because who did I have that with real bad? I don't know. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. But I hate it when they try to push the second lead, like.
And like, they don't even do a good job.
Like, girl, I don't want this.
Mm-hmm.
You just want there to be an option.
I will say, I feel like this is a toxic trait. I don't mind age gaps if the older person is a woman or.
That is a very, very, controversial.
I mean, I just feel like in this case, like, men are gonna be like, oh, but when it's a man, it's not okay type thing. Like, I see what you're saying, Jay.
Like, it's a limit to me. Like if the nigga like 30s and she like 40, like 40 something, or like, I'm just like, I'm okay with that. I don't know, but that's just because I saw the glory.
I'm weak.
I don't know. I feel like I don't like them more. I don't know. I think I just don't like them at all. With the older woman and the younger man.
That was the drama she was watching.
Oh, yeah. That was really good. I was just saying, but he was fine. Anyways, I feel like with the older woman and the younger man, I feel like it's just like a, what do you see in him? Like, ew. That is ew. I don't know. Just dating a younger man. But when it's an older man and a younger woman, I just feel like the man is just gross.
Man, fuck all that. Listen, I'm gonna need you not to see, when me and Minho get together, you can't look at him that way. It was me.
Please.
I seduced him.
Please. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
But this, just disclaimer, I do not support like mid, like early, who is it? Early 20s, like behavior with like very older people. Like, that's very creepy to me. Cause like, you're not even fully like, I don't know. I don't even feel like I'm fully developed yet.
Yeah. Real? I mean, yeah. But I, it's just like, I don't know. I just have a hard time understanding. Like, yeah. I have a hard time understanding it from either. For like either point of view, like it's just like they're so old or they're so young.
So you wouldn't date Gongyu?
This ain't about me.
Okay, all right.
Who the fuck is Gongyu?
Gongyu from Goblin.
Oh,
why am I in it?
I said, no, I wouldn't, actually.
How would they,
You low-key just
how would they
stab me.
How would they zoom in?
I like him. I wouldn't date him. I don't know why, but I wouldn't.
You got a feeling?
No, it's just that I just feel like for some reason, he's just not a older man that I can see myself with. Like, I just feel like
I would date human real bad.
But you know who I would? You know who I would? Minho. Okay, the same. First of all, Minho and that man's age, they have an age difference. Let's start
there. No. Are you talking about that old man that you be showing us sometimes?
Oh my God, no, I wouldn't date him either. I would just.
Girl, stop.
You would just what? You would just what? Look at the
mic. I would just, you know, if he wanted to have you know, if you don't want to have like
take your time.
What do you call it? If he wanted to frenack,
oh my God,
I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Oh, jeez,
I would frenack. But I feel like I'd be scared too, because like, what if it happens like that one Bridgerton scene where that motherfucker died?
Girl!
Oh my
God. Like, I would actually just like.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to get some of his money. Off that one. What? But he really not that old. He like 60. Let me shut up. What if maybe it's like 50 actually?
I don't know. Go.
Let me see. Come and hug me. Well, no. What I was thinking is I would like Dongmin. Wait, is it Dong? No, that's Eunwoo. Dongwoo. Dong something. Give me a second.
The one who got the surgery.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah. Dongwook.
Yes. Dongwook.
Yeah. I would talk to him.
No, cause y'all kind of like blew my mind when y'all said that he got surgery, because now I look at his face like totally differently.
It was just the way I saw him as when he was younger, and then just like saw the current picture, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah
when you realize it, like when you see it, you can't unsee it. It was like that.
Yeah.
That's all right.
I mean, he still looked good. It's just like
he was always attractive. It's just like, you know.
Oh, okay, I wouldn't go that far.
Okay, I'm just saying. Like,
you don't think his younger self, like,
he looked like a completely no.
So you think his new face looked better?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, you know, I need you to be serious. Did you not see younger him?
I see younger him, but it's just like, I feel like, no. Just to do it so young, you're not like growing into your features yet. And I'm just like,
I believe he was not that. I believe he was like 20 something.
My face when I was 20 don't look the same as it do now.
I said 20 something.
Okay. Girl, why you busting? But also, y'all know I have a reputation. Y'all know I have a reputation, so it's okay.
What do you mean? What did you just say?
I said I have a reputation.
Oh, of liking ugly people?
Yes, that y'all think is ugly.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all.
Dang.
Oh, no, he did look okay. I do think his new face is better.
It's giving Levitate by Dua Lipa.
I don't know what that is.
I'm not gonna go into detail because then I feel like it would be disrespectful.
Disrespectful to who?
To the man.
Oh, you're like, he gonna hear it.
I know, but like,
just don't edit it in. Just say it.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine if one of our listeners was like a fan of his and just like blasted us on Twitter and just like started like going at us?
Like, I feel like his face, low key, get like, mask.
What? Who is this guy y'all talking about? I have no idea who you're talking about.
Lee Dong-wook.
From what's it called? What's it called?
That Green Goblin thing?
No, just like his face looks like it's like there's something underneath it. Like, I don't know.
That's crazy.
I can't get it out my mind because I know he had his eyelid surgery, and it just looked like his true eyes are trapped. That's what it
is. That's creepy.
Wait, where is he from?
That should have. Oh, Goblin.
No, don't look.
Goblin.
Oh. Oh, you said Jay. Goblin. I'm thinking yes. The mask of Jim Carrey.
Yes. Yes. Please.
That was silly.
I don't know. Get it, y'all probably can't see what I'm talking about, but I just.
No, I get it.
Damn.
What are you talking about?
She said that fast.
No,
I'm trying
disrespect. To look up
a picture. Oh, see, yeah, never mind. Okay, I'm gonna.
Mm-hmm. What that mean?
It's okay. But anywho,
what was the original? Oh, get age gap.
Yeah. I got a little uproar.
Honestly, I don't mind age gaps as long as they don't make it weird.
True, yeah.
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 Cause when it's like when your age gap is like a personality trait of your relationship, that's where it gets like, y'all. Why y'all talking about it so much?
Mm-hmm. That or as long as it's like it's not like, oh, I've known you since you were.
Yeah. Like, no. I used to babysit you when you were a child. Okay, weirdo.
Like, right, no. Like, you were thinking about that for a minute, huh?
Oh my god, like that one couple in that BLE history. Well, I don't know if they ended up being a couple, but she liked him. And I hated that they were cute, but I was like, he what?
And they had like the sluttiest scene ever, and this nigga's still in high school. Like, what is going on, y'all?
What
is going on?
Who signed off on that?
Exactly. Like, it was the second couple, and I hated their story. I was just like, why is this needed, y'all? Just gay.
And that other history one where it was the bodyguard and the girl.
Wasn't that young?
What do you mean? He knew her when. What do you mean?
Oh shit! Yeah, yeah. You right. Mm-mm. I forgot. No, because when I think of Trapped, all I think about is the main couple, and that's it.
Mm-mm-mm. Along with like, going off of like the last topic, as far as like tropes. Like, what are your some like unpopular, like, I don't know, genres of like shows or movies that you like that other people seem to not like? Like, I don't know how to explain this question.
Oh, supernatural stuff. We need more witch TV. We need more vampires. We need more werewolves. We need all that. it's not mainstream media, but it needs to be. Mm. Like, I'm tired of there not being an active vampire TV show whenever I turn the corner. Like, I'm tired of there not being witches.
Yeah, I think that there are, you know, there was a time where that was, like, very, very popular. And now it's just, like, not at all. There's nothing.
Yeah, it's because everybody pays attention to, like, TikTok now. It sucks.
I'm trying to, well, yeah. I feel like there's not a lot of, like, variety for, like, different audiences. Because the, like, last, like,
fantasy show. We need legit television back.
Legit television.
Yes.
Heartbreak High came back today. That's real TV
right there. Are you serious? That is. It really is. Oh, my God. I need to rewatch so I can watch it.
All the episodes came out season two.
All the episodes came out. I didn't know they would drop them all at the same time.
Me neither. I'm excited. That was a good show. That was really refreshing when I watched it.
Jay, are we watching that together or no?
Yeah, because I didn't start it.
Okay.
Cute.
Yeah. But I'm trying to think. What else?
I'm trying to think.
I'm just going back to the one thing you said with the relationship tropes. I do not like childhood best friends.
Whoa, what?
Childhood best friends.
To, why not?
I feel like it's hard to make it different. I kind of agree.
Like, there are some cases where I'm like, ah, okay. But then, I don't know. It got to really hit me. Like, I hate it when they flash back and they're like, oh, I knew you when we were younger and we just forgot. Oh, my God, we found each other. Like,
right, there's nothing new and different. Like, yeah, they're childhood best friends and we know we're going to get together. So what's different about it?
Like, they do it. Well, I'm not spoiled, but they're doing it in the show that I'm watching right now. I don't really mind it, but I'm just like,
what's the show?
I can't. It's the one with Soo Hyun in it.
It's a K-drama?
Mm-hmm. Kim Soo Hyun. Queen of Tears. It's that one. Yeah, yeah. And Kim Ji-won. I need to look at another drama she in because I like how she acts.
Watch Fight for My Way. It's an old one, but her and what's that man name? He was in Secretary Kim.
You talking about Sojun?
You don't like him?
I feel like them comments got to me, girl. He give me the it kind of now.
Mm-hmm. What comments?
The comments about, like, how women should belong in the kitchen.
He said that? Whoa.
Yes. I'm just, yeah.
If he paints, I know.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You're silly. But, yeah, they got to me, girl. I was like, oh, no. Yeah, I can't. No more. And I don't think Itaewon class helped it either. I was just like, he looked ugly with that hair.
No, oh, he did.
That guy?
Yes.
Yeah, he not cute enough to be saying that. Okay. Let's see. Okay, so what are some, like, of your, I guess, like, music unpopular opinion?
Country sucks. Except for Beyonce. We love you, Beyonce.
This is not a country album. This is a Beyonce album.
Yeah, this goes for, like, genres or, like, songs or, like, artists. Go ahead. Male rappers kind of suck.
Yeah.
Ain't no kind of.
The Southern female rap game is the best right now.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, we're kind of winning.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I love all the women or MV rappers I can listen to. I'm just like, yeah, I like this. Right. Thank you. Because I cannot stand, I can't stand that light bright nigga, Drake. I guess that's an unpopular one. Because apparently a lot of niggas like Drake. I mean, I know he popular, but all them albums ain't that good. I don't know. That's just too many songs. Hearing him hooting and hollering.
Man.
Like, I will say I'm a fan of his older stuff, but I'm just like, I don't think he just not a good person to me right now. I'm just like, you kind of horny and you sexist and among other things.
Take a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good on that.
Yeah. I also think like a lot of the, I don't know if a lot. Let me not say that. I don't know. Sticker sucks.
Oh my god.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Here go the
sticker is yummy.
Yeah, it's not
the ones who get it. Who get it? The ones who don't. Unfortunately, when I get it,
I don't want to get it. I wish it never was.
What the fuck?
It's not great. not great. I hate everything about it, from the little recorder. I hate it so much. And the little piano part. Ugh, I can't even. I remember watching the fucking music video when it first came out. So distraught. I was like, this is the first NTT song I've hated this bad.
Wow.
I don't think I've ever disliked a song like this strong. I actually know, because there's this one Drake song I hate. That one. I don't even want to say it. It's so gross.
Ew. Sticker haters, I don't understand y'all. I will say, first listen, I was like, what's going on? But then I stepped away from the screen on my phone. And then I just consumed it a second time after like a week. And I was like, you know what? This will bang at a concert. Like,
And it did.
I'm about to kill myself because I wish I could have saw them the second time they toured over here. But I would have loved to heard that.
Honestly, I would be so mad if I was at a concert and that came on.
No, because I would just be laughing in your face.
I would have to leave. That's
when like bathroom break.
That's when I would go and get my merch, like literally.
Oh, yeah, go get... Oh, if they ever do Wakey Wakey, that's when I'm getting my merch.
Listen, Wakey Wakey is not that bad.
I like Wakey Wakey. I do.
As you should.
The silence is deafening. No, I actually did like
you that. Just gotta get past Johnny's corny little saying. The rest of the song seems fine. The rest of the song seems fine.
Yeah, no, that song was not... I really like Wiki Wiki though. Not like it's not like high on my list, but like
high.
Please,
high what? it's not up there, but like no, it was a good song. Like I would listen to that song. Wiki Wiki isn't bad when you don't got niggas in your ear telling you it sucks.
Exactly.
Yes. I conclude on my NCT rant.
Rant.
Queen Card sucks.
All right. Whoa. Wrap it up.
Whoa.
Yes.
Queen Card?
Queen Card.
I'm hot. I can't. It's such a fun song. Like in the club, should go.
Are we talking about the same Queen Card?
Queen Card.
You're about to get muted.
Nah, cause that should bang.
Nah, you want to know what does bang? Wife. That is a hit.
I love how does that song go again?
I clean, cook,
taste it. Want me a wife, but she is.
The first time I heard that was the other day, and I was like, "Oh, it's kind of good."
I cook cream soup. This is cocoa go.
But I feel like wife and queen card got the not the same type of energy, but like just the same type of structure. I don't know.
The sound is different. The way they sing is different. The vibes are different. The lyrics are different. I can't take that song seriously.
Interesting.
I tried to give it a chance. I tried.
You tried.
I failed.
You failed.
And I will not be trying again.
I don't want to get a cease and desist, but a pink company needs to fall. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, I agree.
Cut it out.
Also, I do not get why HYBE continues. I know it's not like HYBE. Like, I know it's like a, you know.
Subsidiary?
It's like very vast right now. There's a lot of shit going on under there. And, you know, there's a lot of different companies managing different groups. But it's so many. It's so many. And I'm just like, they just keep getting younger and younger. And I'm like.
Right.
Oh. Good luck, Charlie.
I'm screaming.
Because, I don't know, I feel like they could have waited a bit for N-Hyphen too, but maybe I'm tripping. Because when did TXT debut?
2019.
And when did N-Hyphen come out? Like 2021 or 2020?
2021.
Yeah, that's like,
It was weird because it was a show. Survivor Kill Island.
Yeah.
It was so soon after the pandemic too. I was like, what?
I feel like they're the biggest like survival show group right now. Oh wait, no, that would be Twice. Will be Twice. But dang, they don't really do survival shows like they used to.
What about Treasure?
Who is checking for Treasure?
Wait, what? I thought you said that was the biggest. Group.
They're not even surviving right now.
But it's a survival show. Group,
but they ain't one of the biggest.
I thought you meant like as in numbers wise, not like popular.
As in like how many members?
Yes.
Oh.
That's why I was confused.
No, I get it. That makes more sense now.
No, because it's the way Sav's voice was like. Actually, no.
No, because I was just genuinely shocked that, like, you thought Treasure was popular. Like, they're not as big.
No, I was talking about me saying, like, N-Hyphen was the biggest.
Oh, to be honest, at first, I was thinking more recently, I was like, in recent terms, I was thinking of ZB1. But overall.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's what I was like, But, like, overall, yeah, I agree.
But, yeah, I feel like N-Hyphen has more fans, though. But ZB1 just starting out.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a pretty good fan base already, so.
Mm-hmm. Got them jelly popping and whatnot.
Okay, so that is all we have for the unpopular opinions. And now we can move on to the recommendations of the day, I guess. Who's going first?
I'm going to recommend Queen of Tears. It's a K-drama on Netflix. It just came out this year. So basically, imagine like your favorite like K-drama couple, and they got married. And then it's basically like the aftermath of that. And I don't know. I kind of feel like it's an interesting take on it, because, like, usually with these happy couples, they get married and then that's the end of it. But I feel like with this series, it's like, oh, what would happen after that, though? And it's like this poor dude and then this poor dude. And then his wife is kind of like a, you know, a CEO. So her family kind of, you know.
She's a nepo baby.
Nepo baby. So her family kind of mean as hell to him. But, you know, it's interesting, like, just seeing, like, them, I guess, work out the dynamic of, like, marriage and things like that. And, yeah. I would recommend it. The finale is about to come out, I think, next week. So you guys can catch up before, you know, it releases.
I just started. I'm on episode one right now.
Okay, Per, how you like it so far?
I like it. It's interesting. I just hope, I don't know. I don't really know what's going on right now, but I'm rooting for the poor dude. Hope he get his leg back or whatever. You know,
that's interesting to say, but,
well, I don't know what's going on right now. All I know is, I don't know. That part where she kind of beat up that dude for, she was like, don't disrespect my husband. That was goofy.
Cause why did she,
yes. Why did she just like, bro, she just beat him to the ground all of a sudden. I mean, I guess it shows that she really cares about him, but yeah, I just,
that's your brother.
You know, it was just funny. It was a very, very accurate sibling dynamic for sure. Yeah. But I guess I just need to, you know, get into it and see what's up.
For real. Yeah, I feel like you'll like it. It kind of gives, like, I don't want to say Sky Castle because I've never watched that, but it's given melodrama, but also, like, comedy. So,
what about that other one? The other one that was really popular?
Harris? Harris?
No.
Oh.
No. The one,
Penthouse?
I don't know. Yeah, Penthouse.
Okay, it's not as extreme as Penthouse, but like,
I just feel like the whole, like, I don't know. Maybe it's just the rich people thing that is just
basically. But like, basically, it's like a tame episode of Penthouse, because Penthouse was like,
yeah,
they Penthouse was getting down.
Penthouse was, I think that was just like
crack,
very extreme, like. Every extreme that could possibly happen in a K-drama.
Man.
Dang.
What's my recommendation? I'm gonna think about that. Is there anybody else who wants to go?
My recommendation is Chapel Roan.
I love her. She's a singer. Chapel Roan.
How you spell that?
C-H-A-P-P-E-L-L-R-O-A.
T-A what?
Not Dave Chappelle.
No, yeah.
Chapel Roan. I see it.
She's very, very queer. It's, I love it.
What's the song I should listen to?
Listen to Red Wine Supernova, Casual, I'm trying to think. Pink Pony Club. What's another one? Because I literally just watched Trisette. She has really, really good music.
Okay. Where am I? Supernova.
Hot to Go. That's a fun one.
I shall be listening then. You said queer. I'm there.
It's so, like, it's so, yeah, it most definitely is. Pay attention to them lyrics.
Lyrics.
Yeah.
I would like to recommend, I think I'm pretty sure I recommended her last time, maybe? Rachel Spinoribi. I don't know how,
yes,
to say
that name. You did.
But her first album is coming out soon in May. So that's why I wanted to recommend her again. Also because,
come on, promo.
Yes. I love seeing a Black alternative artist.
Oh yes.
So yeah, be sure to listen to her album. What a devastating turn of events. It comes out May 3rd.
Come on, May 30th.
May 3rd.
May 3rd. You know who else come out May 3rd?
Who?
Hold on, let me look it up.
So you don't know?
It's Willow.
Oh.
Yeah.
The girlies came out to play.
Bruh, Big Feelings. Y'all should listen to that. That's a good song.
I shall.
Yeah.
My recommendation is a K-drama called A Shop for Killers. So when Jian was little, her mother was murdered by her father, and then her father killed himself on the day of her grandma's funeral. So she was left alone, and her uncle took her in, and they lived together. And while raising her, her uncle ran a mysterious shopping mall. She eventually enrolled in university and left home and lived by herself. But then she got a call that her uncle had suddenly passed away. So she goes back to her uncle's house where she lived with him. And she ends up figuring out the real identity of the mall that he ran. Anyway, it's good. It's only 8 episodes.
Interesting.
I love me an 8 episode.
It's action based. So.
Ooh, okay.
Alrighty. Well, you guys can find us on Twitter and Instagram. You may have noticed we do have a new icon.
Exactly.
So my friend Ray, she cooked it up for us. It looks very nice. I'm very thankful for her. Her shit will be linked in the description of this episode, and also in the post, and also in our like Instagram and Twitter. I have her stuff linked as well. So go support. Make sure to check her out. Support Black businesses.
Exactly.
So you can follow us at ITMFMPod. Again, that is ITMFMPod on Twitter and Instagram. And yeah, you guys can listen to us like pretty much almost everywhere. Not SoundCloud, because I stopped doing that a while ago. But yeah, we will see you guys later. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks for listening. Bye.
How could Klaus leave me?
Roger, just have a look around. There are plenty of other fish in the sea.
I know you're proud of yourself for coming up with that, but I just want Klaus back.
Well, when you love someone, you have to go after them.
Is that how you got Stan?
Bitch, I look like this. Homegirl don't chase. Homegirl gets chased.
Klaus wanted taboo and danger. I can give that to him. I'm gonna make this work.
Homegirl don't even have to work. Homegirl get that paper all on her own.
Stop that. You're white.
I'm homegirl.